WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. The rash of suspicious packages sent to the offices of prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump this week hit home Friday morning. The package recovered in Florida that the FBI says was addressed to Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker. A written threat was delivered to GOP congressional candidate Jay Weber at his 11th district office, targeting his children. An envelope contained a torn-up Weber for Congress campaign sign and a letter that said he better hope to lose the election or else, and asks, "How many children do you have?" Seven? Unlucky seven. A tremendous sense of loss is the wording of a statement from the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation, where a viral outbreak has killed seven juvenile patients. The center is offering grief counseling and a round-the-clock hotline for families. At University Hospital in Newark, the death of a baby born premature can't be tied directly to a bacterial outbreak, but just such an outbreak is being investigated nonetheless. And we're hearing that Wanacue facility did not have space to quarantine its ill children. Four confirmed cases of measles so far in 2018, more than 1,000 cases of whooping cough over the past 2 years, and 83 cases of mumps. Despite vaccines designed to keep these diseases at bay, cases continue to pop up in the Garden State.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Ted Louie in East Brunswick says there's a population, a seemingly bigger population these days, of folks who choose not to get themselves or their kids vaccinated.
We all believe that if we had close to 100% vaccination rates, these outbreaks would probably go away.
If you're protected, he says, you shouldn't have to worry when these diseases pop up from time to time. Vaccine protection for pertussis or whooping cough does fade with time, so a booster is recommended. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
An investigator in the state comptroller's office who apparently went rogue and cut unauthorized deals with dozens of Lakewood welfare cheats has been fired. State Comptroller Philip Degnan confirmed to us Andres Polis was shown the door days after Degnan learned deals were in place to allow the fraudsters to keep millions of dollars stolen from taxpayers. Degnan says he only became aware of those deals days before the amnesty period was over. Even with an expanded public education campaign and ongoing efforts to get drug users into rehab, Jersey's opioid abuse epidemic keeps getting worse. Overdose deaths could soon top 3,000 a year. And the biggest reason why, according to the experts, is the growing use of fentanyl, a synthetic opioid 50 to 100 times more powerful than heroin.
According to Special Agent Tim McMahon of the Drug Enforcement Administration, most of the fentanyl coming into Jersey is being shipped illegally from the Far East. So the DEA is focused on
increased enforcement throughout the state. We have offices over in China, so we are working with the Chinese authorities to try and crack down on the production of fentanyl in China.
Fentanyl is being mixed into batches of heroin to give users a more potent high, says McMahon. But it's so strong that even the slightest miscalculation can result in the user overdosing and dying. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is expected to sign an order sending some 800 or more active duty troops to the country's southern border, bolstering National Guard's men and women awaiting a caravan of thousands of migrants working their way through Mexico. A teacher's union rep is charged with causing significant damage to the school in Middlesex Borough, where she is also a teacher. Police say 30-year-old Kayla McDonald vandalized the school's gas, electric, and water systems, as well as the public address system. Why is not clear. She has been charged with multiple counts by the Middlesex County prosecutor. In Wednesday's U.S. Senate debate, Republican Bob Hugin repeatedly said he'd be independent from President Donald Trump if elected, despite having been his New Jersey campaign finance chairman in 2016 and a national convention delegate.
No, I'm not a Trump Republican. I'm an independent Republican. I've been independent all my life.
Senator Bob Menendez says he'd stand up to Trump, but that Hugin will be another vote for his agenda. Hugin says he differs from the president on offshore drilling, infrastructure, the $10,000 cap on state and local tax deductibility, abortion, and gay marriage. New Jersey doesn't do well when it comes to voting, political contributions, and political volunteering. That's why it ranks 35th on WalletHub's report of the most and least politically engaged states in 2018. Analyst Jill Gonzalez says while New Jersey has a good amount of registered voters,
pre-registration for young voter policy could be improved in New Jersey. Hopefully that would help more young people get motivated and really show up to the polls.
She says only 40% of young Jersey voters ages 18 to 24 voted in the last election, which is below average. In Jersey City, women will have to keep their shirts on.
Efforts to reform the city's obscenity laws and repeal the topless ban have failed, even after city council gave initial approval. The proposal would have allowed women to go sans clothing above the waist, but many council members were uncomfortable with the idea and did not include it in the final statute. A New Jersey man walking to buy a lottery ticket for this week's massive Mega Millions jackpot fell and broke his hip, but the trip to the hospital turned into his lucky break. 87-year-old Earl Livingston was invited to join the hospital staff's lottery pool, which included a winning $1 million Mega Millions ticket. Livingston told staff he was disappointed about not getting a ticket, so they invited him to join the pool with 141 other people, and now they will all share the $1 million. Better this than what some other elected officials have been getting. In Mercer County, Hamilton Mayor Kelly Yady is laughing off a prank package her office received. Candy in the shape of a distinctive feature of the male anatomy. Police don't know who did it. If you saw the dramatic pictures and video this week of a huge fire that destroyed several buildings in the Morris County town of Dover, and you want to help the community, officials there are welcoming your generosity, saying the best way is to buy gift cards. A small plane crashed at a South Jersey airport, killing one person. State police say the aircraft went down shortly after 2 p.m. Wednesday at the Woodbine Municipal Airport in Cape May County. Only the pilot was aboard and was killed when his single-engine craft went down. The FAA is investigating the cause. We tell you every year, this Halloween, parents should be vigilant so that their trick-or-treating children can avoid edible marijuana that resembles candy.
Bruce Ruck of the New Jersey Poison Control Center says these drug-laced candies look like gummy bears or chocolate bars, and the wrappers resemble candies found in stores, so parents should
look not only at the wrappers, not that they're only wrapped tight and they're sealed properly, but to make sure the spelling is correct. To make sure that the color on the packaging is what you would expect.
He says trick-or-treaters should not accept homemade candy from strangers.
You really want store-bought products. You want to make sure these products are wrapped and sealed properly. You don't want to take a chance on somebody getting food poisoning.
Parents can call the Poison Control Helpline with any questions. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content is available anytime on demand through the NJ1015 smartphone app. I'm Patrick Lavery. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join Eric Scott Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5, then Talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, welcome to the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
And I'm Trafficologist Bob Williams. Well, Dan, it's the last weekend of October, October 26th to the 28th, and it's the last weekend of October, which normally means a lot of Halloween events, but some of those events may be washed away because of the bad weather coming our way on Saturday.
Yeah, there's a little storm coming in, this nor'easter, that's going to make for a wet and windy start to the weekend. Let me run you through how the timeline is going to play out so you can plan things accordingly. Again, I know a couple of my events have already been postponed to Sunday, which is probably the better option. Rain fills in Friday evening, and then it's really early Saturday morning that the worst of this weather is going to come in. We're talking 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts, 1 to 2+ inches of rain, and up to 2 feet of storm surge along the Jersey Shore. That would be during high tide Saturday morning. If I had to pick a time when the weather is going to be the worst winds, the heaviest rain, probably going to be like 7 or 8 o'clock Saturday morning, just as people are waking up and trying to start their day. Now, it's not going to last all weekend. By Saturday afternoon, things will calm down. We'll still have some breezy showers around. The rain ends Saturday evening, and then again, I like the forecast for Sunday a lot. Breaks the sun, a little bit breezy, high temperatures around 60 degrees, which is warmer than it's been recently. So, you know, hopefully we can manage through this messy weather. There will be some power outages. There will be some road closures because of the coastal flooding. But by Sunday, things are looking much brighter across New Jersey, Bob.
And indeed, we do know that the state high school marching band competition that was scheduled for Saturday at Rutgers has been moved to Sunday, and is a good time to remind you to be careful with your driving during the bad weather. Simple things like keeping your headlights on during the daylight hours along with your wipers. Keep two hands on the wheel, especially because of those gusty winds across the bridges and open areas on the highways, and keep your speeds down to avoid hydroplaning. Sunday looks better, as you mentioned, for outdoor activities, including the Giants hosting the Redskins at MetLife Stadium. The kickoff is at 1 o'clock, and be sure to douse your charcoal.
And most importantly, make sure you check Dan's weather blog, which is updated, what, daily you do that?
Yeah, at least once a day. We might do it, a couple times throughout the weekend with not only the forecast, but also what's going on in terms of the worst wind and impacts. And remember, you can get instant notifications, weather, traffic, news through our mobile app. It's a free download from the Android Play Store and the Apple App Store. So be safe out there this weekend, Bob.
Yep, and enjoy your weekend.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.